wants a piece of cake. Even if Johnny hasn't melted in a couple days, you would check your phone so you can't tell me you're okay. Because Johnny, my baby, did it always have to end this way? 'Cause one day,
Pink Panthers, and before that, Nothing On But The Radio by Addison Rae. I am Janie, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio, and I am here with Shannon.
Hi!
What is up, Shannon?
I am so excited to be here. I am, I've been a big fan.
No, stop.
Can I have your autograph?
Oh my gosh, yes, you can have my autograph. I am so honored to be here with such a big fan of the show. Tell me about your interaction with WMFO, with your...
Let's see. You have gotten me through organizing my work's whole array of closets.
Wow.
Like, I reorganized everything that was in, like, our carriage house area.
Uh-huh.
Spent a week doing that and got me through that.
I'm honored.
Then I think also I was driving up to New York a couple weeks ago and I was like, oh shoot, it's Monday. This is amazing.
Yeah.
And so I put it on. I was like going in and out of service. I could barely listen. And I was like, oh, you're keeping me awake. Because once you reach that, like, or at least when I reach that 2-hour mark of driving, I'm like falling asleep.
And you know what? I would too. I can't drive, but I guarantee you I get behind the wheel, I'm taking a little nap. And that's just the truth. Unfortunately, something about cars really makes me sleepy.
I think it's the droning.
Mm, true.
That and like calm music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think you helped, because you have a lot of energy.
Me yelling over your phone.
Yes.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Wake up. Wake up.
Yeah.
Stay awake.
Yeah. What can I say? I like to provide that for people.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I needed it.
Yeah. So we have put together a playlist. Well, really, the first few songs were mine, in case you couldn't tell. And the rest will be Shannon's.
I went a little crazy. I got excited.
You should.
I like forcing people to listen to my music.
That's exactly why I have a radio show.
Yeah!
That's exactly what this is for. So we have a few songs coming. I mean, care to explain a little bit about them?
Okay, this next one plays all the time at a Lithuanian disco. That is absolutely magic.
And Lithuanian disco.
Yeah. It every first Friday in Baltimore, it is fantastic. And this song just really makes me want to boogie. So if you see me standing up in this studio,
and like, don't even worry. There's actually a camera that watches us right behind you. Just, you know, quality control.
They'll see me boogie.
The amount of times I've like kind of been standing up and really just minding my own business and then turning around looking dead into the camera and been like, "Oh, well, I guess we're all here to dance."
We're here to dance. And then I wanted to keep like the good dancing vibes going for a little bit.
Good.
With the ones that are coming up after that.
Mm-hmm.
I like some disco. I like some pop. I like
You are good speaking
vibes.
My language, girl.
That is as we should be. We need to dance more.
Yeah. And And also, for those who don't know, the way Shannon and I know each other is actually we kind of don't.
We don't. This is the first time we've ever met in person.
This is the first time we've ever met in person. But you are my best friend-in-law.
Yeah. That's what I've been saying. Yeah. Like, you're my best friend's best friend.
Exactly. You're my best friend's best friend. So we are best friends-in-law.
Therefore, exactly. Some people are like,
by the transitive property. No, that's good. That's a great thing. Because that means we're automatically at least starting line friends.
Base level friends. There's no going down. There's only going up.
Only going up.
We're starting from not the bottom.
Exactly. I mean, we've met on FaceTime like twice. Yeah. Briefly.
And I hold those memories so deep in my heart.
Deep in my heart.
I had a great time.
I've been telling you now for the past 3 weeks. I can't believe I haven't met Shannon yet. So when did you say Shannon was coming? I have it in my Google calendar. It's serious.
Yeah.
It's serious.
It is.
It's an event. And you'll be here for how long?
I will be here until next Sunday, which is not long enough, but...
And everyone, mark your goddamn calendars, because Shannon's only here for a week. So let's lock into that.
We got to lock in.
We got to lock into business. That. We mean business. I've heard rumors that we are going apple picking.
Really?
Have you heard those rumors?
No, I have not. I have, like, heard no
maybe
rumors.
I shouldn't be spoiling anything.
No, I want maybe spoilers.
Maybe I shouldn't be spoiling surprises. Spoilers. No, I've heard spoilers of apples. I've heard spoilers of nature spaces.
I've also heard rumors that we're going to be allowed to have a key that unlocks the door properly.
Imagine that. Yeah. Imagine having that. I couldn't personally after what we just experienced before this show. Me and Keys don't get along well.
I don't think me and Keys get along well either. For context,
yes,
we were trying to get in to Nina's apartment. She gave us a key.
Our famously the friend in the middle
friend in the middle, how we know each other.
Yes.
And
our glue.
Aww.
Yeah.
And we tried the key over and over again.
Yep.
We jimmied it
seriously.
And it didn't work.
And with like real vigor. Like, and you might be like, surely you didn't jimmy hard enough. I can guarantee you we did.
We jimmied really hard.
And we were facing try harder accusations from all fronts. And I'm telling you, we tried our hardest.
It was unforgivable. We won't forget.
It was so serious.
We never got in.
No, of course we didn't. So instead we retreated to the wonderful campus of Tufts and figured it out from there.
Yeah. And I got to pee.
And you got to pee.
Because that was the real rush.
And that was really, I won't lie, there was an edge of desperation in us trying to open that door.
Because for more context.
Oh, even more.
I had just come back from a 5.5 hour drive. And I like just got
here. Exactly. Like literally just like fresh out of the car.
I'm fresh out of the car.
It's serious.
This is serious. So I'm going to be doing some serious boogieing because I've been sitting for way too long.
Exactly. Perfect. And you're welcome to stand. But speaking of standing, let's get into this music, shall we? This is going to be Argos Farfish by...
I'm so sorry. I don't know how to pronounce it either. I was going to search it up first.
Okay. I'm going to hit it with phonetics and apologize from the deepest part of my heart. Sharhabil Ahmed. That's my best bet.
Yep.
Okay. Argos Farfish. Get excited, guys.
أرجوز فرفش 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 أنت همومك أوعك تزعل فكر وأعمل بكرة بتنجح بكرة بتنجح وضعش أيامك وضعش أيامك حلوة جميلة أرجوز فرفش خليك رايق أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق أرجوز فرفش خليك رايق أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضايق فكر واجدح في أعمالك فكر واجدح في أعمالك لازم تنجح ويصبح حالك كله سعادة حلوة جميلة Thank you. فيش خل كيري أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضاي أرجوز فرفش خل كيري أرجوز فرفش ما تكون ضاي فكر وابدح في أعمالك فكر وابدح في أعمالك لازم تنجح واصبح حالك كل سعادة حلوة جميلة عميلة
Come On In by Casey and the Sunshine Band.
We wanted to keep it fire and like dancey for y'all. And speaking of fires, yeah. I just have a quick PSA mm-hmm. for you all. Mm-hmm. All it takes is one careless act to start a wildfire. So next time you build a campfire, find an open site clear from dry brush. Keep the fire small. And when you're done, properly douse the fire, then stir with the shovel and drown it again. Mm-hmm. Only you can prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, the Ad Council, and in partnership with the National Association of Broadcasters. Fire safety, y'all.
Tell them, Smokey the Bear.
Yeah, especially when you're out dancing and...
literally, raising the roof and
raising
such.
Raising the roof.
It's important. And Shannon, why don't you tell the people about your relationship with camping and campfires and nature and such?
Oh my goodness. I just came back from a fantastical woofing experience,
yes.
which is Worldwide Organizations of Organic Farming, if you did not know. And I got to spend a good chunk of June and a good chunk of this past month taking care of gardens and talking to so many wonderful people. And if anyone from Padmasam Yiling is listening, I love you all so much and I miss you dearly. Mm-hmm. And
do your shout out. mm-hmm.
And any of my other hosts, you all are amazing. Thank you so much. But yeah, learning so much about plants and animals and just living in peace with them has really helped me love people more and get excited about, like,
that's awesome,
talking with people and existing in general. So just lots of love for plants and lots
wow.
of love for people.
Love that, dude. Love that. That's awesome.
We're baking in good vibes right now.
I'm feeling like it's kind of like if you were in the studio with us right now, it kind of feels like the opposite of being a shrinky dink.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's what kind of what it feels like in the studio right now.
What shape would you be if you were a shrinky dink?
Okay, great question.
You've thought about this.
Well, not explicitly, per se. But I think if I was going to be a shrinky dink, I would definitely be one of those ones where it's like they sell on Etsy where it's like a keychain that has like 6 million things hanging from it. And then like, but it's like all made out of shrinky dinks and it's like a little cartoon apple or something like that. Yay. I feel strongly that like I would be a really jingly domed resin shrinky dink.
I like that. I think jingly makes sense for you. Yeah. Again, just meeting you for the first time today, but I know of your essence and you.
Oh,
you're jingly.
I tend to be. I walked into the Lilly Library today, which is our music library, and hey, let me just say, libraries are usually quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in, ice jingling, multiple bells are ringing, my carabiner is ranging. Okay, I'm walking in like making a ruckus. Mm-hmm. People are turning. I was like, it's the music library. So what if I make a little cacophony when I walk in? Guys, and that's going to be
the table.
Just another one for you, a little ASMR. That's going to be my wrist brace because I tweaked my wrist. And I'm trying to be a good artist and take care of it while it is still happening instead of when I'm 27 and my wrist is shot already.
Please take care of your wrist.
Yeah, that's going to be my PSA, actually, my personal PSA. Everyone I know personally, I know your wrists don't feel good. So let's get on that. Let's get on some wrist strengthening exercises. Let's get on some wrist braces if needed, partly because I don't want to be the only one wearing a wrist brace, and I think it would be really fun to start a trend. But everyone I have run into from school who has seen me wearing it, they're like, oh my God, have you succumbed? Like, has it happened to you? Do you have carpal tunnel? And I'm like, hopefully not.
We're preventing it.
Preventative care, question mark?
Question mark. Period?
Period? Who
Exclamation
knows?
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation point. So coming up next, we have some more songs from Shannon, of course.
Of course.
And you might be like, what did I just hear? Great question. You just heard Come On In by Casey and the Sunshine Band, which I loved, by the way. Loved.
Some good disco.
I'm realizing that because you were listening to the show, you've kind of like nailed my music taste. And I was like, and you saw I was boogieing. I was for sure boogieing. I'm definitely going to be listening to more Haukali.
That song was Tandem.
Yeah, Tandem is
Japanese.
And I can't.
I
so
can't either.
I was really hoping you would pull through with that.
Yeah,
that's
Tandem
great.
By Haukali.
That's perfect. Thank you. And that song really did feel in tandem. I felt that. Okay, mm-hmm. That's great to know. And coming up next, we have Power to the People, the demo version by Curtis Mayfield. And then are we thinking like a pair two? Three?
Yeah, I think we should go three.
Three?
Yeah.
Three? Okay.
We'll go three. We're going to bring it down a little bit more chill vibes.
Mm-hmm. And then, so after Curtis Mayfield, we're going to have Redwoods by Haley Hendricks. Hendrix. That's Hendrix. Some, that's yeah. some extra letters, I will say.
Yeah, there's a
Not
couple.
Not to judge, but I just there's a few extra letters there. A few. Yeah, sure. And then after that, we're going to have Red Clay Halo by Jillian Welch. So let's get into it. Powered by the People by Curtis Mayfield.
We want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country dear. The sick and the hungry unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. We as the young wish to say in this song, God bless great America. We give thanks to the old for achieving their goal. It is now up to us, and we know we must build up a trust. And we want the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Hardening crimes is a part of the times. And it's rough for some people to live. Disease can move fast, but it don't have to last. It is now the nation's turn for all to be concerned. We can be freer still. It is the people's will. And bring back the power for the people. That's all we ask in our country dear. The sick and the hungry are unable. Protect them and those who may live in fear. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Power for the people. Thank you.
dance with the boys from the city, and they don't care to dance with me. Now it ain't my fault that the fields are muddy and the red clay stains my feet. And it's under my nails and it's under my collar, and it shows on my Sunday clothes. I'll do my best with the soap and the water, but the damned old dirt won't go. But when I pass through the pearly gate, my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head. Dust in the summer when it blows in a crimson tide, until the trees and the leaves and the cows are the color of the dirt on the mountainside. But when I pass through the pearly gate, my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay halo for my head. I'll be good and muddy when I get to the other side. And when I pass through the pearly gates, my gown be gold instead, or just a red clay robe with a red clay wings and a red clay halo for my head. I'll take a red clay robe with a red clay
of the darkness, not a-
was Why'd You Do It by Sierra Ferrell. And before that, Red Clay Halo by Gillian Welch. And I know we said three songs, but we got distracted. We got distracted because we were gabbing. Sorry. We're having a great time over here.
Can I tell you about the most American experience I had yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
So I was driving the back roads of New York. And yeah. I come from Maryland, which is metropolitan everywhere. It's cities everywhere you go. I'm used to driving on 95, the Parkway.
Yeah. Interesting.
And I'm not used to these, like, two-way or, like, one-way roads that are, like, 55 miles an hour.
Yeah,
no
street
lights.
Yeah.
Country roads up and down the hill.
Yeah.
Literally, so there
country
I was.
Roads take me home.
Driving to a honky-tonk.
Awesome.
To go line dancing. And I love line dancing.
Nina took a square dancing.
Oh, my God.
She took a square dancing beginning of this month. It was so much fun. It was
I'm
the best thing
so
ever.
Glad.
It was so much fun. Okay. Anyway,
square
continue.
Dancing is like the love of my life, I think. And everyone deserves to try it at one point. So I'm really glad that you got to do it.
I had so much fun.
Yay. You should try line dancing.
And I sure hope I will very shortly.
It's very challenging.
Oh, challenging.
But, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not very coordinated.
I'm not coordinated either, but I just try anyway. Anyway, so go to a honky-tonk to go square dancing. And I was blasting my, like, classic early 2000s country music the whole way down.
Yeah.
Windows down.
Yeah.
Hair to the breeze.
Wow. I'm the imagery.
Like, this is what I imagine people who are not from America picture America to be like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was living that moment.
Yeah.
And I would do it again.
Yeah. I've been having quite a few moments like that, like being back on campus and like school being started, because I'm wearing this wrist brace. I'm finally getting the cast girl experience, you know, where there's always one girl in high school who's broken her arm and she has a cast. I've never been the cast girl before. So I'm like,
you're her.
Now I'm her. And I'm walking around campus like, oh my God, I'm injured.
You like put your like sleeve down and you
exactly.
put the cast over it. You just have to show it
exactly.
off, you know,
you
it's
know
an accessory.
It like, do you want to say my cast? Sorry. Not that it is a cast, but, and I also just recently got these black high top Converse from Goodwill, which is already, like, it's happening. But I'm putting those bad boys on, and I'm like, I am the college student.
I am American college student.
I am American college
Eagle
student.
Eagle sound.
Literally, in my light wash jeans, my white tank top, and my button-down shirt over, like, don't even play, I am a college student.
I am a college student.
And I was like, let me relish this while I still can. You know what I mean? I'm going to live it to the fullest.
Live it up, you know?
And I am. I am the big man on campus, so.
You are the big man.
I'm the biggest man on campus. It's true.
Famously. I know you're 6'8", actually.
Yes. Yes, I know. And I compress myself into a smaller form to make everyone feel better.
That's really kind of you.
It is, and people don't really talk about that often.
Well,
yeah. So thanks
for mentioning
that.
It more, yeah.
And thank you.
Really, really valuable for you to do.
Yeah, thank you.
Really
most people are surprised to find out my actual height, and I do actually feel good about that quite often. Mm-hmm. But to be fair, they do assume I'm like 5'3", and then I'm like, oh no, I'm 5'1".
No.
And I'm 5'1", and they're like,
no.
There's no way that's true.
Well, clearly it's not true because, like we said,
exactly.
You're the tallest man on
campus. I'm tallest man on campus. And there's quite a few tall people here, and I happen to be the tallest, so that's really exciting for me. Mm-hmm. I have, call me crazy, I've moved a song into our playlist that I think you will really enjoy.
Okay.
This is going to be a Japanese cover of Take Me Home Country Roads.
Oh, that's just what I needed yesterday.
Exactly. It's exactly what you needed.
And today. I'm doing so much driving.
It's by Yuji Nomi, and it is from Whisper of the Heart, the Studio Ghibli movie, which is famously my favorite Studio Ghibli movie. Have you seen it?
No, I have not.
You would love it. From what I know of you, it's right up your alley.
Okay, so plans this week are watch that movie after picking?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, so my dream date, cute. And he knows that. So that, I won't spoil the movie for you, but basically the premise is that there's a young girl, she's in middle school, and she's like starting to consider what high school she wants to go to, and she's feeling lost.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know what she wants to do. And she meets a boy who has a passion, and she respects him for having a passion, and together they discover their passions and chase their dreams.
Ooh, and I guess I have to watch the movie to find out what their passions are.
Exactly, because I don't want to spoil that part.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
But this song, like, Okay, and obviously, like, we laugh about the Country Roads taking me home, but, like, in that movie, the Country Roads, they were freaking taking me home.
Aww.
By the end of the movie, I'm, like, literally, like, you saw that girl, like, the Country Roads, like,
I would love to cry to that song.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I recommend the movie, if only for that purpose.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sold.
Exactly. And actually, if you listen to the English dub, the beginning cover that plays is by Olivia Newton-John. So it's really serious. But this plays in the ending credits. So let's listen to it.
Thank you. buggy driving rap is life. Where I'm from, where I'm from, a mod play with Izzy. Where I'm from, where I'm from, it be like run your coat black. Jupiter keeps a fat beats by the pack. Where I'm from, nappy hair is life. We be reading Marx. Where I'm from, the kids be rocking clocks. Where I'm from, you turn around your cap, you talk over a beat, and dick some sounds booming out of Jeep. Where I'm from, cocoons hide the youth, swing units 100 proof. You want some beef, they will cut you some. Where I'm from, the beats is infinite. Where I'm from, voodoo, Ashu, Benin, gangsta lean. Where I'm from, I'm interplanetary, my insect movements vary. It's kinky if it's hair. G, where I'm from, the fire hoses blow. It's purple when it's snow, I do a hit and go. Split, it's hip, what's hip, when hip is just the norm. Cause planets pledge allegiance to the funk in all its forms. The kinks, the dance, the prints on all the shirts. My grandmother told my mother it's Africa at work. On vibes, we freak, them universal beats. You find it at the spot, you hit it ends of every week. We twist, exist, to spin the maddest hits. Up here, funk is our neighbor, so we paid her a visit. The lip we sit can house the nine zips. For rock, we can't do nothing, but this we come equipped. Off disc, off tape, rap blast until from eight. The really truly fat, the fly, on the flip. Coco gotta know how planets gotta roll. Speak the mega cool, get funky as a goal. It's calm, relax, we're only some new jacks that acts on the funk, but don't play the role. Where you from? Wicked dick plans got team. Where I'm from, where I'm from, it's Clarence 13. Where I'm from, brothers took the beats and got fly.
Why?
That's most ass by 85. Where I'm from, faking the funk, you get dead. Projects, tenements, pyramids. Where I'm from, we're living off that boom boom crack. It's that hip hop rockers jazz when I max. Peace be the greeting of the insect tribe. Pestilent forces can't catch the vibe. We live to love and we love to rock mics. We speak in ghetto tongue, cause ghetto's the life. Food for thought, so get a buffet plate. The lyrics are so fat, you might gain weight. So just watch me step alone into the sunset. Left foot, right foot, 1-2 mic check. Brewing funk inside my soul kitchen. So pull up a chair, here's a bit, have a listen. A hard hit intervene.
Damn, I know you flew
it. Yeah, cause Doodle ain't having it, and Butterfly knew it. Where you from?
Apologies for cutting off that beautiful song a little bit early, but that is Where I'm From by Diggable Planets.
Yes!
Gorgeous pick. I will be listening to more of that for sure. I just wanted to make sure that we got into our last song.
Yes.
A very special song. Would you like to say it?
It is Upside Down by Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
A classic. If you know, you know. This song is a childhood staple for everyone.
Mm-hmm. And I just really wanted to get into that and leave you with that.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, everyone, for listening. This has been Janie and...
And Shannon.
And yay! On Slime Time Radio Hour. That's the name of my show. And you have been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tune in next Monday at 3 p.m. for more amazing content from yours truly.
Tune in or else.
Or else. That's an empty threat because we're an educational radio and we love our listeners.
We're kind here.
Exactly. We're just so kind and full of love.
Or else we will give you a hug.
Exactly. But like begrudgingly.
Yes.
Also, let's recall the shrinky dink metaphor, and that's the vibe we're bringing to the studio.
Yes.
Okay. So you don't want to miss out on that, being reverse shrinky dinked in a warm oven. So get into that. So see you guys next Monday. This has been Wintho.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel.